Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ted Gulick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Larry reaches second base with a double. Combs moves to third. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Combs scores. Larry moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue strikes out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook strikes out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gulick. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Chapman scores. Combs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice now playing left field. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Yankees. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of McNeely. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 5-1, Yankees. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Gehrig scores. One out. It's 6-1, Yankees. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Cook moves to second. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-1 in the game. Ruffing hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Chapman moves to third. Combs moves to second. It's 7-1, Yankees. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Kimsey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Hale reaches second base with a double. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0 for 1 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 1 in the game. Gulick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruffing can't make a play. That's a base hit. Mannion moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Larry. Mannion moves to third. Kimsey moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruffing strikes out. 1 out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. Manish bunts towards the mound. Ruffing can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Kress reaches second base with a double. Manish moves to third. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0 for 2 in the game. Gulick strikes out. 1 out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo strikes out. 2 outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Manish scores. Kress scores. It's 7-3, Yankees. Red Badgerow pinch hits for Clyde Mannion. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Badgerow reaches second base with a double. McNeely scores. It's 7-4, Yankees. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kimsey hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Farrell now catching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehrig moves to third. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 3 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hiney Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Ruffing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards second. Melillo scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a pop-up towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-3 in the game. Gulick takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gulick moves to third. Hank Johnson now pitching. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McNeely hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gulick tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Yankees. Fred Schult pinch hits for Rick Farrell. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 5. The Yankees will come to bat. Bernie Hungling now catching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Larry is called out on strikes. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McNeely. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. Lazzari goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kimsey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-4 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Blue reaches second base with a double. Kimsey moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hale strikes out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Maynish takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Ted Gulick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gulick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gulick hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.